Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, January 13th, 2012, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. Work continues in the preparation of information to assist you in understanding our collective accomplishments achieved in the recent tentative agreement. Check out www.unitedafa.org to review the updated information on the website and to obtain information on the upcoming roadshow and voting schedules. Earlier this week, voluntary furloughs were awarded to all flight attendants who submitted a bid for this industry-leading contractual provision. In combination with the partnership program, there will be no involuntary furloughs. We sincerely appreciate all members who volunteered for the voluntary furlough and the partnership program. Our flight attendant community has once again collectively saved the jobs of our flying partners, and we are grateful to all AFA members who offered assistance to make this happen. This is truly a group accomplishment to be celebrated. As we reported yesterday on our website, bidding for the partnership flying closed. Advanced Schedule Planning has completed the review of the partnership bids and has determined that all flight attendants wishing to participate in this program would be awarded their bid. Bids for the partnership program were awarded to 320 of our flying partners. We are grateful for the help of these individuals who were able to avail themselves of the benefits afforded by the partnership program while saving the job of a flying partner. In total, 160 partnerships were awarded to 320 flight attendants based in Boston, DCA, Denver, Frankfurt, Hong Kong, JFK, Los Angeles, Narita, Chicago, and San Francisco. There were no bids on file in Honolulu, Heathrow, Seattle, and Las Vegas. The new three-month partnership period will begin March 2, 2012, and run through March 31, 2012. The company will maintain a wait list of partnership requests and award additional partnerships in seniority order based on the seniority of the senior flight attendant in the partnership. In the following weeks, we will have a link on our website to submit your bid to the partnership wait list. For those who are awarded the partnership or those who wish to consider a bid for partnership, we encourage you to review the partnership packet available in the furlough section. A message from Master Executive Council President Greg Davidovich about the partnership program award is on our website. As you recall, AFA has previously proposed to United Management that flight attendants be provided the choice to have profit-sharing payments distributed in cash, 401k, or some combination thereof. The company and AFA have no disagreement over the desired outcome. AFA is being told that the only item standing in the way of achieving this outcome is the automation necessary to make this happen. While United continues to work to put into place the automation to accomplish this, at this time the company is not able to commit to distribution of the profit-sharing payments in the manner desired. AFA advocacy for the desired outcome continues. All U.S.-based coworkers and retirees are being asked to confirm that their spouses, domestic partners, children, or stepchildren enrolled in health care coverage meet eligibility requirements as defined by the company's health care plans. While most dependent information has been loaded into All About Me, some files are not yet visible for certification. The visibility of your dependents on the site does not affect whether those dependents have health care coverage. United is working on uploading the remaining dependent files and expected to have them available next week. This particularly affects retiree dependent information. We have asked United to let us know when the system has been uploaded and we'll have all the dependent data. We recommend that you not attempt to certify your dependents until all the information is loaded into the system. Based on this prior certification project, United will not require documentation for any dependents that were covered in 2011. Any new dependents that were not eligible for 2011 benefits, new in 2012, will require documentation to substantiate eligibility for benefits. To certify your dependents, go to All About Me and click on the Dependents Healthcare link to start the certification process. If you do not confirm dependents by March 9th, they will lose medical, dental, and vision coverage through the company for 2012. Monday, January 16th is the United States federal holiday celebrating the birth date of this civil rights leader. As a result, paychecks were deposited into our accounts today, Friday, January 13th, 2012. We recently reported that the United Learning Network, the ULN, went through a system upgrade during the time period from January 6th through January 9th, 2012. Once the system was brought back online during the period from Monday, January 9th at 9 a.m. through early in the day on January 11th, 2012, flight attendants were able to initiate open enrollment in e-learning courses on the ULN, essentially allowing anyone access to all courseware, including CQ 2012, without restriction. If flight attendants have done any CQ work within the last few days, please pay particular attention to the following information. Continuing qualification, that is CQ training, may only be taken during your May-Go, Must-Go, or Grace month. If you take this course outside of the 90-day window, you will be required to take this training again during that period. Flight attendant integration training is also a prerequisite for this course. Flight attendants who are not within their 90-day window for CQ training, May-Go, Must-Go, Grace month, will be required to re-register and complete the courseware again. In addition, after the system upgrade, it was recognized that previously completed training, revisions 7 and 8, as well as integration training, might not have been transferred into the new system. UNITAS tells us this issue has been fixed and all training records are current. Flight attendants who are in their CQ training months, May-Go, Must-Go, or Grace months, and who are not able to access the CQ courseware may be affected by this system error. Contact the ULN Help Desk at 847-750-800 for assistance. The My Info portion of the company's website will be unavailable from 6 a.m. to noon on Saturday, January 14th, due to maintenance. During this time, access to pay information will be limited. Please plan accordingly if you will need information from this portion of the company's website. We have heard reports from some members who are experiencing confusion about a reciprocal cabin seat agreement with U.S. Airways. We currently have in place an agreement between United and U.S. Airways, but that reciprocal cabin seat agreement does not yet extend to the wholly owned subsidiaries of PSA and Piedmont. We continue our advocacy for United to pursue reciprocal cabin seat agreements with all carriers, including PSA and Piedmont, who operate a significant number of the more than 1,700 daily express flights for U.S. Airways. If United reaches cabin seat agreements with these subsidiaries, we will advise you of those details. Be sure to listen to the latest edition of AFA Industry Editorial recorded yesterday in Chicago by retired volunteer Jerry Butts. Dial 1-800-DEAR-AFA. After entering your file number, choose option number 5. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together.